Today, August 8th, is the feast day of the great Saint Dominic, priest and founder of the religious congregation that we all know and love, the Dominican Order. Saint Dominic was born in Castile, Spain, in the year 1170, and he only lived to be 52 years of age, and yet, during that short period of time, he did a tremendous amount of good for the Church. His mother is also a saint, Blessed Joan. He was raised and educated to the priesthood by his uncle, who was a priest. He then joined a religious congregation that followed the rule of St. Augustine. And for about 6 years, he spent most of his time in prayer, contemplation, and study of Scripture and the teachings of the faith. In fact, he had the whole Gospel of Matthew memorized. He memorized almost all the letters of St. Paul. But then he was asked to go with the bishop to go to Sweden to help arrange a Catholic marriage between King Alphonsus IV and another Catholic princess. And on the way, they went through southern France. And when they went through southern France, they came in contact with the Albigensian heresy, the people that had sort of the reincarnation of the Manichaean heresy. This heresy had been rampant in southern France. The heretics believed that there were two forces in the world. You had the good force and the evil force. That the spiritual was good, anything material, anything of matter was evil. And because of that, they denied the incarnation. They said that Jesus, the God, never became man. So they denied the fact that God could become man, because God would never take on human flesh. It's a terrible heresy. They denied the Eucharist, because they said, how could Jesus come under the appearance of bread? That's matter, that's material elements. They promoted things like abortion, contraception. They promoted euthanasia. So none of these evils that we have in our society are brand new. They've been around for quite a long time. It was an anti-life heresy. They forbade marriage among their followers because that would lead to procreation, which was they considered an evil, trapping a good spirit into an evil body. So they were a force to be dealt with. And so St. Dominic and the bishop decided to tackle this problem. And so they began to develop an order of preachers that would go around to southern France. The Pope said they wanted, the Pope really is the one who commissioned them to do this. But pretty soon the bishop died and Dominic was left by himself. And so Dominic began to continue this work on his own. Fortunately, a few other young men followed him, and they began to develop a religious order known as the Order of Preachers. This was about the year 1218 when it became approved. But a few years before that, in the year 1215, he established a religious order of sisters because he knew he had to have the prayer support. So he had these contemplative nuns praying for the work of the Order of Preachers. So behind every preacher, there needs to be a whole pool of prayer, a reservoir of prayer and penance and sacrifice to make their preaching effective. So he had the order of nuns set up, the order of priests and brothers began. So he began to fight this heresy, and he said that the hallmarks of this new order of Dominicans would be, first of all, prayer. It would be study of sacred scripture and study of the teachings of the faith, really Catholic apologetics, being able to explain and defend the faith to others. They would be preachers. They would travel, itinerant preachers that would beg for their food. They would live poverty. And with the combination of these elements, was able to do a great deal of good for the Church. It was at the same time that St. Francis of Assisi was founding the Franciscan Order. The Franciscan Order tended to target more helping the poor and the needy and the uneducated, where the Dominicans would set up shop near universities and try to reach the educated classes, the wealthy. So you see how God's hand worked to reach out to both the poor and the uneducated, as well as the wealthy and the educated. The Dominicans would wear white. The Franciscans would wear either brown or gray or black. And these two great orders really helped to save the Church in that time period. We think of the great saints that would later come out of the Dominican order. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Catherine of Siena, The great St. Pius V was a Dominican, and that's why even today the popes wear white. The popes wear a white cassock, because back in the 1500s, Pope Pius V was a Dominican, and he wore white as pope, and that was the tradition carried on since then. It said that the order of the Dominicans never made a large number of converts until Our Lady gave the rosary to St. Dominic. Once the rosary was given to Dominic, they began preaching the rosary and the Hail Mary to the people, and this is what crushed the heresy of Albigensian. Because in that prayer of the Hail Mary in the rosary, we say 50 times, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And that one prayer helped to defeat that anti-life mentality, that idea that the children were evil or a curse from God, or that marriage was not good. So it began to promote the culture of life. See, Pope John Paul II has said, we need to promote the culture of life in our society, because we live in such an evil society, which says things like children are bad and marriage is bad, and promotes all these things that are contrary to life. So the rosary helped to convert 300,000 souls. Once Dominic and his preachers began to preach the rosary, they were able to help defeat Albigensianism. He died in the year 1221. He was only the founder of this order for 6 years, and until he died. He was canonized just 13 years after his death. So today, sort of the anti-life mentality has become rampant again. The culture of death surrounds us. So what is the solution? What's the answer to help bring about the culture of life? Well, the same things that Dominic talked about. Prayer, contemplation of the mysteries of God, truth, meditating upon scripture, the teachings of the faith, preaching, prayer, penance, and promoting the Holy Rosary. Promoting the sanctity and the dignity of all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. Now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of the great St. Dominic, and you can venerate this relic after Mass. In the intercession of St. Dominic, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.